This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. There's word this morning that a landslide in Alaska has killed one person and injured three others. This was in the city of Ketchikan. Some homes have been damaged, too. Alaska's governors declared an emergency for Ketchikan. The AP's Donna Warder.
Sunday afternoon's landslide damaged homes and infrastructure in the city of Ketchikan, and part of the city was ordered to evacuate. A shelter was set up at a nearby high school. Alaska Governor Mike Dunleavy says in a statement that he has directed state agencies to make available all resources and staff to respond. I'm Donna Warder.
Russia's launched a massive drone and missile attack throughout Ukraine. At least three people reported killed. The attack appears to have targeted energy infrastructure. The latest round of high-level talks in Cairo meant to bring about a ceasefire to at least temporarily end the Israel-Hamas war in Gaza ended Sunday without a final agreement. Here at home, the Democrats say the money is pouring in for Vice President Kamala Harris's presidential campaign. They've raised $540 million now. The AP's Jackie Quinn.
The Harris campaign says it's seen a surge in contributions since President Biden stepped out of the race on July 21st. And during last week's nominating convention, a spokeswoman says they crossed the $500 million mark. Then more came in after Harris spoke Thursday night. That appears to surpass recent fundraising for Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump. Earlier this month, his campaign says it took in nearly $139 million. At the start of August, the Trump campaign coffers had $327 million cash on hand.
Kroger and Albertsons supermarkets will defend their plan to merge in court today. This is AP News. The latest from the entertainment world now.
A fire has destroyed the wooden grandstands of a historic baseball field featured in films like A League of Their Own and Eight Men Out. The cause of Thursday's fire at Jay Littleton Ballpark in Ontario, California is under investigation. The grandstands date back to 1937. The fourth season of the series Only Murders in the Building premieres Tuesday on Hulu. Actor Steve Martin says the reason it works so well with co-stars Martin Short and Selena Gomez is that the story is more important than any one of them.
A lot of times, you know, we're not out for ourselves. We'll say, you know, it'd be so funny if Marty said that, or it'd be so funny if Selena just looked at us. You know, we're kind of working for the entire show.
Justin Bieber and his wife Hailey have welcomed their first child, who they have named Jack Blues Bieber. The couple married in 2018. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.